Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry Hops-Infused Hard Seltzers.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 FM, The Fan. It is time for The Daily Ticker, brought to you by Hard Hops, Blackberry Baby, Blackberry Hop-Infused Hard Seltzer, and experience your hops differently. I was chugging those at the beach this weekend. I lived at Pelican Brewing Company this weekend.
Did you?
I bought a new sweatshirt.
At the beach?
I was born at the beach. Dude, that place at Cannon Beach is just, it's jumping.
I mean, they're all beautiful facilities.
We had somebody tweet us from the Lincoln City one over the weekend,
dude,
too.
God, that
nice
one
down there.
Have you been to that one?
I have not been to that one,
oh,
no. That's the only one I have not crossed off my Pelican list. I need to get down there.
So nice.
So we love our friends at Pelican. Was drinking them all weekend, and they present, of course, today's Daily Ticker. Let's talk some college football with our friend, the voice of Utah football, Bill Riley. It's long time no talk. ESPN 700 Bill on Twitter. Go give him a follow there. Bill, before we talk football, let's ask something that we're hoping you'll play along with.
Oh, no.
If Jesus came back and went on a podcast, what podcast would you want Jesus to be on?
Oh. I want him to be on my podcast, the Crimson Corner podcast, which debuts August 26th on platforms near you.
There you go.
I mean, I'm going to self-promote here. I mean, I don't want him going on with Kelsey. I don't want him going on with Carolla or Rogan or, you know, I think it would be very odd if he went on with Alex Cooper. Because we all know who Jesus' daddy is. He's one and the same. So I want him on my podcast.
That is fantastic.
Absolutely.
God, that was perfect, Bill. We missed you. It's great to have you on. How's the offseason, Bill? Are we excited
for
football?
My number. I mean, boys, I blame you for Utah's problems last year. That I come on Dirt and Sprague and talk Utah and Pac-12 football, you know, the Utes are winning conferences, going to Rose Bowls. You don't have me on last fall, and the Utes fall apart. So I'm blaming you.
Well, I blame you because you helped kill my conference. Oregon State out here just all alone. Everybody's ditching us. I mean, what did you want me to do?
Let's be fair here. Utah actually tried to keep the conference together. Mark Harlan tried his best to keep it together. It was those guys in Southern California. It was USC and UCLA that killed the conference along with Fox Sports. Let's not kid ourselves here.
Yeah, that's why it's so funny to see USC not win a road game in the Big Ten. Like, this is what you signed up for, huh? Have fun with this lot in life.
Can't beat Maryland.
Now Oregon's here. We're swimming in the same pool as you. Let's start with this Utah question. I feel like, one, moving on from the quarterback who was there for 17 years was the right move, right? He just could not stay healthy, and we loved him. We loved watching him when he was healthy. But Rising just, I think that had kind of run its course. I think that has led to Utah being one of the most overlooked teams in the country in the middle of August. The Big 12 is wide open. As Arizona State showed, anybody can win it. Do you feel that way about this Utah team?
I do. It's funny. You know, Utah, in some ways, was forgotten a little bit in the Big 12 circles. They were picked to win the league last year, and you know, injuries to Rising again and others across the board, just it absolutely derailed them. The talent level's never been higher. The program, they've still recruited at a high level. They're still really deep. But when you're not good at quarterback, it absolutely kills you. The year before, they had Bryson Barnes, who played at Utah State. They won 8 games with Bryson Barnes because he'd been in the system for years. I'm with you because I tell people that last year was bad. The year before was, by Utah standards, average or slightly above average, but they haven't gone anywhere. They're still elite defensively. They've got a new offensive system. Now, obviously, you've got to keep a quarterback healthy and upright because nobody's going to win leagues really with a backup quarterback. But, yeah, to your point, they haven't really changed who they are. The talent level's still great. They had a bad year last year. That's all there was to it. They started 4-0 and then lost, you know, 7 straight games because they had subpar quarterback play. So if they're healthy at the quarterback spot this year, I think they're right in the conversation with ASU and Kansas State and probably Baylor as well as the best teams in that league. Texas Tech as well.
Well, and you mentioned the quarterback position, Bill. We're talking with Bill Riley, voice of the Utes, a longtime friend of the show, ESPN 700 Bill on Twitter. You go follow him there. I have not followed the battle closely. I'm just curious because I remember watching a game of his last year, and I'm like, damn, this kid's a stud. Devin Dampier, I'm assuming, is the front runner for the job. What's the vibe around him in fall camp?
Oh, no, it's his job.
Okay.
He came with the offensive coordinator from New Mexico. They brought a receiver. They brought a running back with him as well. They were the 4th offense in the country last year. They ran for over 3,000, passed for over 3,000 last year. They were really dynamic. And ironically enough, he's the brother of Dorian Singer, who played here at Utah, also played at Arizona, and played at USC. Dorian, unfortunately, couldn't get that extra year. But, yeah, he's dynamic. Utah hasn't had a quarterback like him. He's a very, very dynamic athlete. Ran for almost 1,200 yards last year, 19 touchdowns, threw for just under 3,000 in his first year as a starter. So it's going to be a different look. It's not the Andy Ludwig 3 tight end look anymore. It's a little bit more spread, stress the defense on the edges, but they run the ball a ton too. But he's, again, he's got to level up. There's no doubt about it. Though, if you put on the tape against both Arizona and Auburn last year, he was elite against 2 Power 4 teams. His athleticism flashes and shows against a really good Utah defense. So it's going to be a little bit different look this year, but I think this change and this new feel for the offense is going to be good for Utah.
I don't know if scared would be the right term. You're not coaching, you're not playing in it, but when you look at the Big 12, Bill, it feels like there's a lot of teams we could throw into this conversation of possibly winning the conference. Might be more than the ones you've named. When you look at the conference right now and you take off the crimson glasses a little bit, the Pro Kyle stuff, which coach and program you look at and you have a lot of respect for and you say, if it's not Kyle, if it's not Utah, that's the one that I'm most concerned about for the next handful of years?
2 of them for sure. I mean, Texas Tech, they're spending like there's no tomorrow. I mean, it's I don't know what the limit on that credit card is in Lubbock, but man, it seems to be limitless. But they did it last year. They spent well last year too. Joey McGuire's got to go out and win. I think he's a good coach, but he's got to do it. The two programs, I think, if I'm removing Utah from the conversation, are Dillingham at ASU. I like Kenny Dillingham. He's a good dude. He's an ASU guy. He's built a good staff. They've recruited well. And I think Chris Klieman at Kansas State is that guy too. He's got a proven record. I think he won 4 or 5 national championships at the 1AA level. I think he's really good too. I think both those guys are, much like Kyle Whittingham, building programs, obviously doing it with the portal, but also doing it by building and developing players too. So I think they are not flash in the pans. I think Dillingham and Klieman are a lot like what Utah's been over the last 10, 15, 20 years. They're program builders, and I don't think those two programs are going anywhere.
I'm curious to ask you this, Bill, because you've been through this before, and it's my first time with my alma mater. But, I moved into a new house 2 months ago. It still doesn't quite feel like home. Like, it takes time, right? And you went through that. Like, Utah goes from the Mountain West to the Pac-12. I'm just curious, like, how long did it take to feel like home and feel normal? Because I'm going through this in the Big Ten with Oregon, where the big games are great, like playing Penn State and Ohio State in a whiteout game, Michigan on the road. Like, those are really fun. And then you get a, you know, a random weekend where you're playing Maryland, and I'm like, why are we playing Maryland right now? This is stupid. How does the new home fit you, and does it feel like a home yet? And how long does that process take?
Oh, the Big 12, I mean, it took probably 2 or 3 years in the Pac-12 for Utah to kind of feel at home, because they had to, you know, their frontline guys were good, but they needed to recruit and get that depth. Oregon's not in that same boat. Big 12, probably another year or two, just because you build up that 12, 13, 14 years in the Pac-12, and you still haven't been to all the stadiums and played all the teams yet. Right. I think once you kind of do that round and you've gone around the league and you've played the place a couple of times and you know everybody, and although not rosters because they change, I think it takes probably 3 or 4 years, a couple of cycles of playing everybody. But shoot, the Ducks, I mean, they've stepped in without any problem and kind of made the Big Ten there. So, you know, I think Utah was planning on trying to do that last year before the rising injury in the Baylor game. But, you know, I think they've got a pretty good feel for it. But I think by next year, the year after, you'll probably feel like, hey, I don't know if you'll feel like, hey, we're the Big Ten, but you'll feel like, hey, we know this conference a little bit. It's still weird saying the Big Ten, right?
Very weird.
I'm just curious, Bill, when you look at the top 25, the AP poll or the coaches poll, you know, whatever, it's all we got. I'm one that thinks the committee should release their preseason so we know where their biases start. I think they use these AP polls and they cheat and they don't watch everything. But from the AP poll, any takeaways, anything stand out for you about the AP poll? I know Utah was not in it. Just any takeaways you had as a college football fan?
No, I mean, there's maybe a few teams that were a little bit, I feel like ASU's maybe a touch too high. I mean, Scataboo was such a big part of what they did last year. I think that I would have put them maybe in that 14-15 range. I don't have people around here, oh, Utah got, well, okay, that's fine. They're right outside the poll, and the beauty is you win a couple of games in your non-conference, you'll probably jump in there. No, I didn't have any real problems with it anywhere. I think the Big Ten and the SEC, they're pretty dominant at the top. I think the Big 12, where Utah is, has a lot of really good teams, with Utah being one of them. But they've got to prove it. I don't know that they have a dominant team. I mean, even ASU last year, and they bring back Levitt and some good pieces, they didn't really dominate anybody. They were pretty solid all the way through and got hot at the end of the year. So I think it's what it is. I go a different way, though. I like keeping the committee mid-October, because then you've seen some real football and you can come with it by then. I don't think we need a committee poll this early, because we're all just kind of guessing at this point in time.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Real quick on that home question about, like, how long does it take to be familiar with things? I do agree with you. I think, in like, after the season, Oregon fan, as weird as it will be ready and all the way fully into the conference. Utah, it's got to be a little easier for Utah fans, because you go into a conference with the Holy War being a conference game, right? Like, having some familiarity and familiar opponent.
It's great. I mean, I've always, you know, there were some fans when they were, oh, we shouldn't play. No way, man. The one thing that we still have left in college, a little bit in college football and college athletics, is the rivalry and having rivalries. And when you can have those rivalry games part of conference, you saw what happened at last year's Utah BYU. It was crazy.
Yes.
You know, the call at the end of the game, everything that went on in that. It's great, and I'm looking forward. We haven't been down to Provo in like 5 years. I'm looking forward to going down there for a game. So I'm happy to have the Holy War back as a conference game, and the fact that the programs are both in good places. I think BYU probably steps back a little bit this year, but Sataki's such a great coach and such a good guy, and he's got a good staff. I think they're going to be fine. I think they'll be competitive. They may not be, what were they last year, 11-2. That may be a little bit of a reach for them this year, but they'll still be good and competitive. So I like it. Guys, remind me, is the Civil War still being played?
It is, yeah. For now, okay, this is the last year it's on the books.
Cancel it. I think they should cancel
Oregon State. Well, it makes sense to cancel it, because the two programs are in slightly different spots and heading in different directions, and it feels like it's just a, you know, it's going to be a bit of a bloodbath for the foreseeable future.
It's the last year, though, I think of the. Isn't it the last year?
That it's on the books. They're trying to get a deal done for future years, but I think it was last year, and then this year was all that they had. But the rivalries are great to protect.
You guys really want it to go west?
Yeah, I think given the current status of where, I mean, look, Oregon was already financially ahead of Oregon State, but when you separate conference stuff, even if it's a year or two, that gap, Lanning's recruiting, et cetera, I just don't want to be beat 49-7 every year. I don't enjoy that.
Okay. Well,
and they're a group of five. So, like, if you get a – I mean, I hate saying it, but the sport is designed this way. Go schedule a Patsy, get an easy dub, and try to be 11-1 in a new Pac-12 to be a group of five playoff team. Like, I think that should be more of an objective than to say, let's please the fans by having games in these two stadiums, even if the outcome favors one team far more than the other.
By the way, one quick note, speaking of Oregon State – former Oregon State Beaver safety and walk-on quarterback back in the day, Jake Kukus,
yeah,
now on staff here at Utah, special teams coordinator, came up, said, hey, I used to listen to your show all the time when I was at Weber State and used to like to hear you on the radio with the guys when you would make the appearances in Portland with Dirt and Sprague.
Look at that.
Jake Kukus on Team Dirt and Sprague.
Well done. Well done, Jake.
That's
Kukus.
Why we like the Utes. We root for Kyle down there.
You know, I got to admit, it is one of the breakup of the Pac-12 is still tough, even though my program found a landing spot and they're doing okay. It's just weird. It's a new world that we're all living in. Two things that I will say have been taking a while to adjust to. One, I have now become a pure fan of Utah because I love Kyle Whittingham, always have, always respected the program. So it's like this weird spot where I'm not like rooting for them to win when they used to be a conference rival, and Oregon and Utah used to mean a lot and conference championships and all of that. So rooting hard for Utah, I do genuinely miss Utah week of Oregon and Oregon State and having Bill Riley on and him just pissing off our text line would just blow. This guy's an idiot. He don't know. Everybody just yell. I miss those, man, but it's great to catch up with you. Is this it for Kyle Whittingham? How many years in a row have we asked that? Is this the last run?
I think he's taking it year by year right now and seeing where things are. I mean, the program's still in a great spot. His staff is intact, the whole thing. But, you know, I think guys that have coached a long time, this new era of where we are and the constant roster changeover and all that stuff, I think it becomes a little tiresome. So I think as long as he's really good and really competitive and feels like he can compete for championships, I think he'll think about it every year,
yeah,
which is what he did last year. I think he knew he had a good team coming back, and there's been a lot of good juice and with a new offensive staff coming in, kind of a shot in the arm this fall. So I think he's liking it, but I've just been telling everybody, he doesn't tell me anything. I mean, he'll tell me 5 minutes after he makes that decision, maybe. But, you know, we've known each other for 20 years. But, yeah, you know, I think he's just taking it year by year to see how things go.
You ever golf with him? Because we talked to him at Pac-12 Media Day a couple years ago in L.A., and we asked him, and he basically perked up, and he's like, oh, yeah, I played more golf this summer. And I think he said at the time his handicap was like 10, so he's a good little stick. You ever golf with him?
I haven't. I'm not a good golfer. I enjoy golfing. It's so funny. For years, he hated golf. Oh, he was a tennis player. He played tennis and he skied. He did all these things. And then like 5 or 6 years ago, he started playing golf. And like everything, he's maniacal and attacks it. And like he goes from being nothing to like a 10 handicap and plays when he can. But I don't know if I'd want to play with him because I think he would talk trash to me. Mm. And I don't like to, because my game isn't at the point where I could talk trash anymore. I think it would be 4 hours of him in my ear telling me how bad a golfer I am.
I love it. Bill Riley, the voice of Utah. Shout out the podcast one more time. Where can people find Jesus?
Well, if he makes that appearance, I don't have a good, I'm the one booking right now, yeah, and I've been talking to him for years. I've never brought up a podcast. So I would say Crimson Corner Podcast. I'm starting it up with my new job in the athletic department. This is going to be a new venture this fall. It will give me that chance to be behind the microphone on a fairly regular basis. It will drop at Apple and Spotify and places, called Crimson Corner. It debuts August 26th.
There you go. We miss our Ute brethren. Bill Riley, ESPN 700 Bill on Twitter. And one of these years, we will make our way to Big 12 Media Day to stand you up for an interview to keep traditions alive, because traditions cannot die. We love you, Bill.
A man can only dream. I can only dream.
Right,
and you still owe me beer, by the way.
We do.
I heard you talking about beer. Yeah. You owe me like a case of beer that you never delivered on. Okay. So
did we
a
never
lot.
Give him a case of beer when they
we
came
never
here?
Did no we
that's
never
on
did.
Dirt then, because we were supposed to give you a case one year and Dirt goes down for the games.
I mean, you know, maybe it was a long Oregon season, maybe I was enjoying him on the pregame show. I don't know. Bill, great catching up with you, buddy. Let's do it again soon.
See you, fellas.
There you go. Bill Riley of Utah. I do miss Utah. They have become a team. Arizona State's kind of this way, too. Like, it's weird when you move on, you don't play them. They're not conference rivals anymore. Like, dude, I'm rooting like hell for Utah every year. I love Kyle Whittingham. Respect the hell out of the program.
Yeah.
I maintain what I said. I think they are one of the most slept-on teams in the country. They were their camera.
Well, nobody's talked about them.
Nobody's talking about them. When you look, let's talk a little bit about them on the other side. A little Big 12 look in. And then at the bottom of the hour, we need to get to a quarterback who. Buddy, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I mean, so far, nothing.
So far, nothing. He's claiming nothing. Do we believe it? And what do you put in the description when you use this app? I want to ask that question, too, at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
Pelican Brewing Hard Hops presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Hop-Infused Hard Seltzer and experience your hops differently. Quarterback that you should know and a team that's a sleeper. That's next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's funny, when you watch college football now, you almost have a different glance of it, and I don't know if you watch the game the way that I do in this way, but there was a player last year that I remember seeing on multiple occasions and thinking to myself, like, dude, this guy might be a problem next year because that's the way the portal era works. Like, Diego Pavia is a great example of this. If you watched New Mexico State football 2 years ago, you would have said, damn, this kid's pretty good. He ends up at Vanderbilt. Now he's a household name in the college football world talking about Vandy winning a national title.
Mm-hmm.
I had this same exact thing last year on multiple occasions, randomly stumbling across Devin Dampier at New Mexico. They played Washington State. If you remember, Washington State was late in the year. Washington State was having this great season. Mateer was playing good. They went down. Washington State did to New Mexico, and they lost 38-35. And in that game, Devin Dampier ran for 193 yards and three touchdowns.
I remember that game.
And I just remember thinking to myself, like, this guy's going to definitely transfer somewhere. Mm-hmm. I wonder where it's going to be, and he's going to be a lot of fun to watch next year. Well, the answer is he's at Utah. His offensive coordinator is as well. They're super high on him. Utah's offense will look different. Their odds right now in the Big 12 going into the year, this just I pulled up FanDuel. They're plus 600 to win the conference, and that is absolutely a ticket that I would be willing to buy. The teams with better odds than them, Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Kansas State, all at plus 550. I think that's decent value on Utah.
Well, I think there's a couple things here on that. One, I remember that, and remember kind of having a similar thing. I think when we watch these smaller schools, you tend to get a player and you go, oh, remember, you know the player that we thought about this, and he ended up blowing up and having a great NFL career, Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp. Vernon Adams was this at Eastern Washington. Adams. You're like, dude, this guy's a problem. How is
Saw
he at that
both
level?
Live and thought, those are better players than Eastern Washington. And now, look, you got one's Canadian legend, the other's in the NFL. I think with Utah, it's pretty cut and dry here. There isn't a clear, defined, dominant force in that conference yet. It might be Texas Tech with the money. It might be Kansas State with Klieman. And it might be Arizona State repeating.
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle Whittingham is as good a coach in that conference as you can find. Maybe somebody's a little better than him, a little more up to date on some functions of football, but I have no doubt Kyle Whittingham still knows what he's doing. His culture hasn't changed. If this kid hits at quarterback, that's it. Because Kyle Whittingham's defense, I will assume, is going to be very good.
Yes.
And their biggest problem last year was they did not have competent quarterback play. You cannot win games with competent quarterback play. What was the record last year, Utah?
Utah was, let's pull it up here. It wasn't great, I know that. When Rising went down, they didn't have an offense the
rest of the
season.
Well, he almost didn't play at all last year. It was just like he could not trust him to stay healthy.
That was the whole thing even going into the season, all of training camp. Like, he's not going to play. Last year, Utah was 5-7 and missed the bowl game. They started 4-0.
Yeah.
Rising played the first two games. Wilson came in after him. Rising came back against Arizona State and got hurt. And then it was, you know, a roulette of quarterbacks the rest of the season. They lost 7 in a row at one point before winning their last game against Central Florida.
Right. So 5-7, no quarterback play. Well, if you have an athletic, highly skilled quarterback, I think Kyle Whittingham can put his hat in the ring of, like, we have a chance to win this. He mentioned BYU and Kalani. I think Kalani's a great coach, had a great season last year. Very unfortunate what happened with his quarterback kind of last minute.
Yeah.
I would imagine they're going to take a slight step back, and that's not a knock on the coach. That's just the situation. Arizona State, we'll see if they can repeat. Texas Tech is a lot of, hey, how about that? But we haven't actually seen it yet. Kansas State has some evidence they know what they're doing. Campbell at Iowa State is another good example of this in that conference. I think Utah's got a great shot. If that kid stays healthy, Kyle Whittingham and Utah should for sure be a team that you should consider to win that conference, given there's like 7 or 8 of those teams.
To your point on the defense, too, last year in their losses, they gave up 23 in a loss to Arizona. With a competent offense, they win that game. Gave up 27 to Arizona State. So it wasn't like they were giving up, you know, hundreds of points. Lost to TCU 13-7. Lost to Houston 17-14.
Yeah.
Lost the BYU game 22-21.
Yep.
Like, there was a lot of these
lower
scoring,
games. Look at that
one-score
games that you lost that you could have been 8-4 with no quarterback play.
With horrible quarterback play, they still almost won 4 more games last year. They went 5-7. I do think they're a sleeper in the Big 12. I think the track record of what Kyle Whittingham has done leads me to overlook the blip on the radar that is quarterback injuries derailing a season, and that's what happened to them last year.
I think that the one thing that I would say too, Utah fan, like what this era has been, how he's navigated Mountain West, post-Urban, into Pac-12, built that up, all of it is great, and he deserves kind of the ending he wants. But I would tell you, if I was a Utah fan, every year I'd kind of be a little like, what's going on?
Is this it?
Because Syracuse had this a little bit with Boeheim,
where
it was like, hey, this guy is the next coach. And then that guy isn't the coach for two seasons. So he's like, I'm going to Washington. I'm not waiting all day.
Yeah.
And then Boeheim pisses his pants on the bench and like just keeps running the clock out. I'm not saying Whittingham's going to do that. But there would be an aspect of being a fan where I'm like, I understand you've earned this.
Right.
But, and I can't remember who had the very first report on his retirement, you know, tease.
We're a year or two into that now, though. That wasn't like it was 2 months ago. That was at least one, if not two seasons ago.
It might be three.
Maybe three.
I just feel like they've been dancing with this, and that's never an easy situation to be in of like, is my coach coming back? If he's not, okay, well, who do we have replacing him? I think they named the D coordinator.
Morgan Scali is the guy in waiting,
you know, for now, but that's the only negative I would say is like, it kind of sucks to sit in that as a fan.
Yeah.
But you also kind of understand he's more than earned that.
Big 12 is going to be a lot of fun this year, man. There's a bunch of different teams that can win it. I'd put my money on Utah just because of the track record and the head coach that exists. But they will be the showcase game in week zero. Kansas State, Iowa State. Not Utah, but the Big 12 will be week zero over in Dublin. Have you checked your Venmo transaction history recently? If not, maybe you should, especially if you're a quarterback. That's next. All right, welcome back in. 8:37. Are you on Venmo, Swag?
Hooray.
Is that an unfair question for you as an old?
Yeah, I've been on Venmo for a long time. Like, especially, like, when all our fraternity brothers go
That's an easy way to pay everybody.
Just move stuff. Yeah. Somebody picks up a tab, and you're like, all right, that's $40 a person. Here
but you're
you go.
Not on Instagram, so I think it's a fair question to ask you.
Yeah, I was trying to remember if you had ever had to Venmo me anything, but then it dawned on me the Survivor Pool is right around the corner, and I'll probably get your Venmo for the Survivor. Yeah. Are we in the Survivor Pool again this year, boys?
Yeah.
Huh? Let's go.
I'm back.
Let's go, baby.
I'm back.
This is the year.
It can't be as bad as it was last
year. We're all going to not lose in the first week of the season. Is that what you're saying?
Week one.
I lost in week two. I think I survived week one.
You got through the bloodbath that was Pats at Bengals.
And then choked in week two or something like that.
With like eight people left.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is that there was a... Now, let me ask this before I get to the story. When you guys spend money or pay somebody on Venmo, are you like jokey description guy? Like you just send your buddies a bunch of eggplant emojis no matter what it's for? Do you specify what it is? What do you, because you got to put something in the description.
I specify. It'll be brief and sometimes it'll be vague, but it'll be
dinner or golf or something. Okay, so you specify what you're spending money on.
One, before we unpack that, when I get on Venmo, I will scroll my timeline of Venmo because I don't get on that unless I have to pay or get paid. I kind of judge people based on...
Oh, you're a Venmo judger.
A little bit. And not in a negative way. Like, if you joke, I can tell you're joking, but like...
Oh, like, if you see something for $2.95, are you like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you worried about that?
One will say, like, pizza, and I'm like, that pizza couldn't have been more than $20. You really needed to pay somebody back $10. Like, I'll just buy a pizza and be like, don't worry about it, dude. Get me the next one.
But
that's
matter.
A fat. That's
because,
a, yeah.
Because I'll see my son. I'll see my son. And so the 20 somethings, and I don't worry. I mean, like when you were in college and poor, like.
Hey, we're splitting a pizza. Give me my $4.
Yeah.
I'm talking about adults, our age.
Yeah, you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
If Dirt buys me an $8 breakfast at Eastmoreland,
exactly.
I'm not asking you for $4.
I need to pay you $8 back. No. I'll get you the next one or I'll buy you, you know, we'll
it all evens
it
out as time goes on.
But I see couples, like, I know couples that will post their bills.
The bills
electric
one is
bill,
weird.
And I'm like, you guys don't share an account? Like, we share an account. Some people have separate accounts, and that's a totally different conversation, but rent. Costco. I'm like,
you just split it.
What are you doing?
We got that Costco bill was $280. Venmo me $140 now,
babe.
What
are you
doing? On my drive home, you better give me that $140.
Your money's her money. Her money's your money. What are we
doing
here?
That is a good point. I do, every time I'm on Venmo, I do take a double glance at like, oh, okay. That's how you guys pay your bills, huh?
I don't think my wife has Venmo'd me any money unless I've been out to buy something for her.
No.
But even then, no, she's never Venmo'd because it's the same account.
Yeah, I've never been Venmo'd by my wife before.
I have a lot of questions about those relationships, like the trust and what's going on with your finances. But to answer your question, most of the time, I'll like, if I golf with somebody, I'll put the golf emoji. Or my buddy is super anti-social media in almost every aspect. So I have to pay his wife if I comp his round and he comps my round. But yeah, other times I'll put like a peach and an eggplant. It's funny when it's women too. Like if it's a coworker,
sure.
Peach eggplant.
Thanks for the whatever.
Thanks for that ass.
Here's an eggplant for you. The reason I bring this up is there was a quarterback in the news. We've long known that athletes of any level should go on their social media accounts and scrub everything because it's only going to cause you problems. Any tweet that you sent or Facebook post that you had when you were 12 years old is going to be put under a microscope and a spotlight. I never thought we'd get to the point of Venmo transactions, but a lot of people have them public and you can go find them. And yesterday, what level of sicko this takes, I don't know, but it's a whole new world that we're living in. Somebody dug through John Mateer's Venmo transactions.
Who does this?
I don't know. But
like,
do
you do this?
They had to find the John Mateer and then scroll all the way back to 2022. They had to go back 3 years of Venmo transactions. And they found two different posts, or not posts, but payments that John Mateer made to somebody named Richard Roten. One was entitled Sports Gambling, UCLA versus USC. The other one was just Sports Gambling. This is now, Oklahoma has had to come out with a statement on this saying they're aware of this. They're handling the matter. He has made it clear to the school that he has never gambled before. For those wondering the timeline of this, he was a freshman at Washington State that year. So a lot of follow-ups that need to take place here. Is it illegal for a college athlete to gamble? Like if he's sitting in a dorm room with a buddy and they're watching UCLA and USC, and the buddy says, I'll bet you $20 USC wins the game. Mateer says, no way. UCLA is going to win the game. That transpires. He then Venmos his buddy $20. Is that illegal?
I don't know the actual definition if it is.
I think I by the letter of the law, yes.
If he's a by the letter of the law, that's illegal?
Player? Yeah.
$20 in a Venmo transaction to a buddy is illegal?
By if he's a football player? Law,
if he is a football yes. player and he made a wager...
Of any kind, of even any with a buddy, even with a, if not a sports
on
book.
A college football game, and it can be proven.
Now, he shouldn't be in trouble if that's the case.
He's subject to NCAA sanctions.
He's claiming, I don't know how you claim that you never gambled when you're Venmoing buddies things that are entitled sports gambling.
You sure you didn't get Buck Crack Sports? This is his real Venmo.
He got some splaining there is to a, do if that's for real.
There is a report that came out from a writer at On3 that that Oklahoma is aware of John Mateer's Venmo transactions, and they are handling it. And the quote in the story says, Mateer has made it clear to the school that he's never gambled. These have, I believe, been... cross-referenced so multiple times if this actually happened.
If this is truly but you buddies can't prove- on a couch sitting around. If there was a transaction at an actual sports book or
that's what
online,
I'm saying. Like, how do you prove this? He could just say, I was joking with a buddy. Like, how do you prove that he was actually gambling on sports if it was a Venmo transaction just because of the description? That's different than if you go on FanDuel or DraftKings and I put $50 on a game.
It was your account.
Yes.
And
totally
there's
different.
A record of it
so
somewhere.
So if I Venmo you and I say, thanks for the heroin...
There's no way to prove that it was actual hair like that. That would pop up.
That meth was crazy.
Somebody might scroll your Venmo transactions after the segment.
Salts. What are you talking about?
By the way, I took him out of the studio.
Yeah, I saw the bottle. Yeah, out there.
It's smelling strong. It's like infiltrating my food now. I got it like a.
I'm trying to see what my last like. I don't look at my. I don't remember all my transactions.
All mine were from my brother-in-law's bachelor party because that's an easy one where somebody buys the dinner. It's just easier than getting separate checks
exactly.
for everybody.
It's an $800 tab. Everybody
split
owes
it 12
bucks.
Ways, there and there you go.
So boom. I got my brother-in-law pays me for YouTube TV. I got some Venmos from Nemec and Souk.
Oh, what do they Venmo you for?
None of your freaking business.
Oh, I want to know now. I want to deep. What was the description? What does it say in the description, Brandon Sprague?
Well, that's the thing. Is
there were a lot of eggplants and peaches, I think.
It's an interesting little threesome there.
That is,
I don't have.
What role are you in that threesome?
Probably the middle.
You're the middle?
I don't want to admit that.
You're
the
jelly.
You're the jelly in the sandwich?
Your buddy Cash Venmo'd me, and he put a sad crying emoji because I think he lost a bet because he's a loser.
What bet did he lose? When did you lose a bet to Cash?
Probably some Gonzaga bet. Oh, Gonzaga at Oregon State.
Ah, that's right.
Oops, baby.
Gonzaga. They couldn't handle the powerhouse that is Wayne Tinkle.
Yeah, no, mostly mine are Well, you Venmo'd me in September, and you just said, I'm a degenerate.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not me.
Speaking of gambling.
That's a different Andy Johnson. Yeah. Clearly, that's different dirt. I've never heard of him before.
Most of my like pizza and house, that was from a family Christmas party where we all, you know, got multiple pizzas, but... Like, I don't think anything's going to happen here because, again, I don't know how you prove through a description in a Venmo that he actually gambled on sports. It seems like a very easy out for him to just say... That was a joke with a buddy.
Especially if you get the buddy and you say, dude, just deny.
Yeah, I mean, you go find your buddy at Wazoo. I'm assuming maybe it was another football player. Maybe not. I don't know. But this isn't like a DraftKings.
This should be
Kings.
A nothing burger.
Yes, it should. But
I want to see him. Don't ruin this over a $10 bet.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know there's Texas fans that disagree with that take, but I'm not one of them.
It had to have been a Texas fan that dug through this, right? Dug through his Venmo history. Had to have been a Longhorn fan going back 3 years.
But it's fascinating you do that.
Like, how long does it take you to scroll to 2022 in your Venmo history? I don't Venmo that much, but it would take a while to go back 3 years. That's some digging right there. But John Mateer, Oklahoma said they're aware of it. He's claiming he's never gambled on sports. So like we'll see where it goes.
One of our old producers I still follow, he paid somebody yesterday and wrote frozen banana. Is that a nice cold ween, or are we talking like actual banana?
Try that.
Somebody else paid my buddy back for lemonade. And I'm like,
lemonade, huh?
How much lemonade did you get to where you had to pay him back?
This is a weird one, man. John Mateer in the news, not for the right reasons, but I don't think anything will come of it. Do you judge people on Venmo? The fan text line, 503-864-6326. Your mail sack questions are welcome there as well. We'll get to them at 9:15. Let's get to some other quarterback news, including two guys who are going into the season with question marks. Does it make the fan base concerned? That's next, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Listener, bring up a good point. Hey, Sprague, what is your Venmo handle so I can request my losses from Sprague and the Line Picks?
Absolutely. I'll tell you my Venmo handle. It is my name.
People are also saying that back in the day, somebody said early 2000s, my college roommate would always fill in the four section on rent checks with stuff like cocaine, sex, human kidney. No one ever said anything. Another one.
That was the OG Venmo.
That was a way to do it.
Way to do
it. Write something really funny in the line. Somebody said, I used to write checks to cover the portion of things, and I would always write things like lube for an orgy or big Bilbos in the memo line, always awkward at the bank. Like that. So I think that's John
Mateer's. Getting railed.
That's John Mateer's argument here of like, dude, it was just a joke. I clearly wasn't actually gambling.
Yeah, sure.
We were just joking around. I don't know if there's any way to prove it. So I think he's going to be fine in this case.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to get to any of that other notes on John Mateer. Are you good?
I don't have any notes on Mateer. I think he's going to play. I think he'll clear. I don't care if he bet $10 on a stupid game one time.
No, I think he'll be totally fine. Two other quarterbacks in that conference might not be totally fine, although one of them the coach is trying to say, nothing to see here. Brian Kelly, there's been a bubbling rumor at LSU about Garrett Nussmeier and his health.
Yeah, there has.
There was like an under, like, ooh, sources are finding out.
Patellar tendonitis.
That's what they're saying. Patellar tendonitis. He is now, people are taking video of him practicing with a knee sleeve on. And Brian Kelly said, it's a 1.5 out of 10 on the pain scale. There's nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Never a great way to start your year. The other one comes from Gainesville. And we brought this up before. But throwing a little fire on it yesterday was the head coach of Florida, Billy Napier. He was asked yesterday at a press conference if DJ Lagway would play for the Gators if they had a game this Saturday. You know what his answer was? We don't play Saturday. Which then led everybody to say, that's not a very confident answer about where he's at health-wise. They also, by the way, remember Dallas Wilson, who was a five-star kid who flipped from Oregon at the last second to go back to Florida?
Yeah.
He hurt. I think he's out for the year. He was tearing it up in camp. He just got hurt, and so everybody's panicking now in Gainesville of, we have all this hope and all this promise, but our quarterback's hurt, our wide receivers can't stay healthy, they're not working together, and they got a big game against Miami in, like, week three.
Yeah, we have two quarterback injuries that have kind of bubbled here. You've got Nussmeier with that injury. Did you see the Jordan Love news?
No, what's going on with Jordan Love?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my coffee almost spit up. I'm like, Jordan Love, injury, what? Tell me about it.
He's having a procedure on his hand.
Uh-oh.
His ligament in his thumb.
Thumb, a throwing hand or non-throwing hand?
I don't think they specify, but I'll see if I can.
I mean, that's a pretty important distinction.
Left thumb.
Okay, he'll be fine then.
I mean, it's he's still
non-throwing.
He's still
got
to catch the ball on the
put his ass
shotgun.
He'll be fine.
They said he should. They do not expect him to miss any regular
this
season.
This cat just cannot stay healthy.
He's banged up all last year, man.
I know.
That's the worst thing to have happen. Is there anything worse than your quarterback getting injured in some way, shape, or form in training camp or fall camp?
No, it's the most defeating feeling in the world.
All this excitement, this hope, football's around the corner,
I don't know if there's anything worse than going into a season, especially if you're a super diehard fan of a team, than knowing your team's not going to be good.
Just immediately right out of the gate.
Right.
No hope.
Yeah.
Hope's not springing eternal for some fan bases.
I had to cancel my Sunday ticket this year because I was splitting it. It's kind of costly if you're by yourself.
It is.
I was splitting it, and one brother-in-law is a Dolphin fan, so he never gets to see his team, and he's like, I also know he's not watching every week.
Sure.
And the other brother-in-law is a Colts fan. But his team is such dog crap.
I'm not paying for that.
He basically was like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll see him on
the
red
zone. Can I get the red zone? And I'm like, yeah, I'll cancel it. We're good.
That's right.
Niners are on TV enough. The red zone works enough. Yeah. Like, it was great. The Sunday ticket's nice. But, you know, it's kind of pricey.
Yeah, it is very pricey.
And you get punished if you're a return member.
Oh.
Because if you buy it, at least with the provider I was with, if you buy it 1 year, it auto-renews. It doesn't give you an option to check in or out. It auto-renews, so you got to cancel by a date. And then if you auto-renew, guess what they do in, like, late August? Sunday ticket special for new enrollees. Yeah. And it's, like, $150 cheaper.
You should give me the returning customer the benefit of the doubt here and the better deal. What are we doing?
Well, it's like
reward your returning customers.
These Portland transit workers that have been with the company for a minute, and then the bus is like, new workers, you get an $8,000 bonus. You're like,
hello. Hello.
Hello.
I've been here for 10 years.
I love that.
Give me my money, baby. We'll Venmo it to you. Lots to get to in the final hour of the show. Mail sack at 9:15. Get your questions in. It is a full sack indeed today. 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. Let's start with some updated depth charts in the NFL after the first week of preseason football. Loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.